some of the terminology or the rhetoric or that I'm using and why. We are still in the tunnel. So tomorrow, when you come out of the tunnel, I want you to begin to pray about being focused on I don't want to use the word war, but it's something like that. There's a spiritual power that controls France. There's a spiritual power that controls Carcassonne. As Alain said, there are high places of basically pagan historical worship. Carcassonne is one of the most important high places. So what that means is that we cannot discern that. Can we discern that in our natural selves? No. But we can, by the Spirit of the Lord, we can begin to pray that we receive a burden so that we might discern on a spiritual level the need and the liberation. You know, liberté, c'est l'un des troisième pas de la motto de la France. Part of the, so one third of the motto of France is égalité, equality, fraternité, brotherhood, et liberté, freedom. But the truth is, the people are not free. The people are not free. The Bible says we are a slave to one or the other. We're a slave of Christ, we're a slave to the world. Slave to the spirit, or a slave to the flesh. And in my experience, and from the history that we learned yesterday, the people of France have been enslaved, almost in a totalitarian fashion, where the powers of France have pushed the church away and continue to monitor the activities of the church. And so, it's significant. And Carcassonne has a lot of attention, but if we were here to perform in Carcassonne, if this was our big goal, because a lot of musicians in this region, their dream is to perform in Carcassonne. There's music and performances here a lot. We walked by something going on up there. Any idea, Brendan, what that was? People coming out of that gate? There was some kind of a music performance up there. They have concerts about every other night or performances that are very expensive. You know, 40 to 60 euros for a ticket.
Wow.
Happening just where you walked in. Right there you saw a stage. Did you see it set up at all? When you came through the city wall and you saw the church, the basilica, just to your left is a stage area. And David Bowie opened the series. To give you an idea. So Carcassonne is a place where performers dream about doing. Carcassonne is a place of spiritual authority. So it's a place of high spiritual authority and a place where in the natural people want to be here musicians. Thank you, John. But there are other places around this region let me see if I can put this in perspective. Carcassonne is spiritually neglected. There is no Christian fellowship, or is there? Am I right? No, I'm wrong. Can't remember.
In Carcassonne?
Yeah, I think.
There's one.
I think there's one. That's right.
Assemblée de Dieu.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. There is little Christian fellowship in Carcassonne. The Christians in the area don't want to pick a fight in Carcassonne. So, tonight we're going to meet the Christians from Minervois. Minervois is a region just next to us. It's a whole region of villages. And the villages are neglected in light of Carcassonne. Carcassonne is neglected in light of spiritual things. And so the villages are even lower in status. And therefore, they are part of the most neglected region of France. So Alain, and you see that Alain is a man of a lot of capacity. You understand when I say that? Capacity? You know, he's a man who's, you know, he's grown into a large role. When Alain told me 2.5 years ago, when we proposed the idea of bringing a team from North America, he said immediately, I know exactly where to go, and tomorrow morning I'll make phone calls. And so this is the place, because it's the most neglected. And he said, we'll go to the most neglected part of France. And for me, that's exactly what Jesus would do. And I knew that immediately. In my heart, I said, yes, the most neglected. And so this is where we are. So in each village that we go in, and you're going to see some really pretty villages and some really ugly villages. But there's something about the Lord's heart in this project to reach the villages of Minervois, not Carcassonne. We're not here to minister in Carcassonne. We're here to find refuge in the wicked place. So there's something significant about these dynamics. And we'll learn more all together, me too, as we walk through this. So the Christians who will not really, don't want to mess with Carcassonne, because they understand its importance, both in the natural and in the spiritual realm of its danger, are going to meet us tonight in Carcassonne. So there's some significant dynamics going on. In the fact that we're finding refuge in Carcassonne, they're going to come to Carcassonne to meet us and to pray with us and for you to meet Jean Conning. He may arrive before that. If he does, I'll give him the floor. Yeah, he's just a great man. He's Gandalf, remember? Gandalf?
Yeah.
Me, I'm Frodo. And I have a ring. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. But so what I'd like to do is, let's see if there's anything else I can share with you. Okay, so you know about the rest of today. 4 o'clock we take a break. 7:30 dinner. Do what you'd like in between. There's no options for gathering. If we have dinner at 7:30, it's everybody, period. There's no, I don't feel like eating and I'm going to go sit somewhere. Well, we're together, so just make sure you understand that part. We need to pray because we're going to worship and pray a little bit. Let's pray for tonight's meeting. Let's pray for the interview. There's an interview with a Catholic radio station that happens at 5 o'clock today, which is fascinating. I had no idea this was coming. Catholicism in this region, practicing Catholics in France, it's not that much the population. You might know a statistic on practicing Catholics.
10%.
7 to 10% of practicing Catholics. It's about the same in Quebec or less. You go to the cathedrals in Quebec, they're empty. You have to charge money to visit because they have to, like a museum. Downtown Montreal, you want to go to the cathedral? A couple of Canadian dollars. About a half a euro. In this area, because of its isolation, you know, like for example, you notice when we're driving here, a lot of mountains, and you didn't see a lot. But you haven't seen a whole lot since you've been in France. We're in the south of France. It's different than the north. But because of the isolation, the Catholicism here is very mystical. A lot of mysticism. At the Abbey where we're staying, there's a lot of literature on different things for Catholics. They have certain communities you can live in and pray to St. Joseph, and St. Joseph's your protector, and just really some interesting stuff. But at the same time, at the Abbey, there are some signs for charismatic Catholics. And a charismatic Catholic is part of the Catholic movement in the last 30 years where Catholics began to meet, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And just like in Acts, it said, well, they're speaking in tongues, we should baptize them. Like in the book of Acts. In the Catholic Church, that became a true sign of moving away from the, of finding a life in Christ. And so they're called charismatic Catholics. In the Protestant world, we have non-charismatics and charismatics, who we all consider Christians. In the Catholic Church, that mark of being a charismatic has been a true stamp that something's happened in your life away from Catholicism or inside of Catholicism. So you'll find among your Christian brothers, charismatic Catholics have the same spirit of Christ that you do. They're part of that family. They're of what we call true believers. So and these are general statements I'm making, you know. So there at the Abbey, John, there's some times where the charismatics meet around that Abbey. And so I want to pray for that interview, because among the Catholics in the region, that's why the radio station's here in Carcassonne, because of the practicing Catholics in France, there's a lot of them that are in this region who hear this radio station. And Pastor Jean Coming has a relationship with Catholics. And it's through his relationship. Now, he's from a Reformed background, which is about as far away from Catholicism as you can get. But he's a man of large capacity. And so we can pray for that interview, that the Lord will just use that time to give us the words to say, to share and invite people. And there's this prayer that I have to be hidden, because there's a very hostile environment here concerning the church or proselytizing or those kinds of things. And we're going to have to walk a really hard line in order for the Lord to have us seep into this culture. You understand? Seep like water seeps. You know, there's something about that that we need to be praying about. Kind of seeping in. So, day by day, you know. And any questions before we start? And then lunch will arrive while we're doing this, and we'll all be starving. So
we're already starving.
Okay.
We will all.
We will all be starving.
We will all be.
Okay. Well, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for each one of you. I appreciate, and I'm learning to appreciate even more and deeper each of you and what you're going to bring to this. And I just want you to know that it's important. So would you lead us in some worship, and then we'll pray after that, maybe about three songs? Bless you, Father. We love you, Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
God, would you just breathe on each person, each member of the team. Breathe, Lord, your life. And move, oh God, and amaze our hearts, God, with your beauty and your compassion for this people. And Lord, we lay ourselves bare before you, Lord, and say, God, here we are. We've heard a glimpse of what you desire to do among this people. We just say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Would you do it, Lord? You just do what you want to do through us. I pray specifically, oh God, for the musicians, that their hearts would remain transparent before the people that they play and sing before God. That the authenticity of the song that you've been forming and raising up, Lord, would be seen by each person who comes. God, may there be a spirit of transparency among us. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that your favor is upon us and you're pleased and you're sculpting, Lord, and creating and making, God. We thank you for that.
Yes. We ask you to embrace this city with your arms. Fill this city with your spirit, Lord. May the people feel your power all over the country, Lord.
Lord, again, we pray, Lord Jesus, that your will be done, Lord God, in such a thorough way, Lord God, through our lives, Jesus. We ask that you would humble us, Lord God, for that you would use us as your instruments, Lord God, as your body, Lord Jesus. Father, bring glory, Lord God. Give us power and boldness and strength, Lord God. Humility, Lord Jesus. All in the same time, Lord Jesus. Father, God, I pray for the group tonight, Lord God, that there would be a brotherhood, Lord God, between believers here, Lord Jesus, and believers from the other two countries, Lord Jesus. Father God, that we would do nothing more, Lord God, than encourage them, Lord Jesus, and build them up, Lord God. And tell them how special they are, Lord Jesus. Father, I just pray, Lord God, that tonight we have an encouragement, Lord Jesus, a night of teaching, Lord God, a night of blessings, Lord Jesus. Pray that your hand would be over this evening, the meeting, Lord Jesus. Keep our ears attentive, Lord Jesus, to what your spirit has to say, Lord God.
God, please love a good story. We love a good story. God, the story, the picture that you've put in Greg's mind, that he's put in our minds, of Frodo and the ring, and all the players and that. God, when they set out on that journey, such a small thing to do. All they had to do was take this little ring and drop it in the hole. Mm. And all the adventures that were around that, and all the great things that happened around that. And all we're here to do is just play through God's eyes. Just a little thing that you've asked us to do. And yet it's everything. Mm. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
We're here to do what you want us to do.
Yes, Jesus.
And with your power, in some ways it's just a little thing. And in other ways it's everything. And I pray that just as in the story, each member of the fellowship, everybody had their part to play. Some got to go all the way to the mountain. Others were fighting other battles to take the attention of the enemy away. Everybody had their part to play. They were called the Fellowship of the Ring. We are the Fellowship of the Key. And I pray, God, that you would bless this fellowship that I pray.